how do you react to a spouse who acknowledges one of the changes that you've made? She acts open and comfortable, but later says that the change is making her uncomfortable. And then following that up, is it normal for her to go from reacting positive to a change, saying that it's making her uncomfortable, and then all of a sudden she rolls into throwing the walls up and just starts avoiding all physical contact, you know,
yeah,
for
absolutely.
Several days?
Not unusual at all. And it's interesting to understand why. You know, I'll answer the question with a little story from a full-day house call I had recently. It was with a couple, and, you know, this could be any of 100 couples, right? In other words, what I'm about to share with you is so typical, so common for broken marital situations. But, you know, anyway, he's a, you know, sort of hard-driven, very successful guy who was very focused on his work, so focused on his work that he completely ignored his wife. The division of their responsibilities and the separation, separate lives that they led, even played itself out in you know, even within their home, in the sense that his basement was kind of like, was where he worked. He even was sleeping on the couch often, not because their marriage was broken, but just because it was more efficient. He had a bathroom down there where he would shave and brush his teeth. And not because there was this marital separation or because they were fighting. It was just the lifestyle that they started to create. And she, of course, was complaining that he neglected her. He didn't help with the kids. And she was a single mom. And, you know, he was married to his work. So, you know, long story short, she meets another man. She gets swept off her feet. He panics. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to lose my family. He becomes introspective. He realizes the imbalance in his life, that he screwed up his priorities. He gets the program, he speaks to me, he has a house call. He's genuinely transforming his life. To watch this man grow and change is an inspiration and a phenomenal demonstration of what's possible in terms of character development and personal transformation. But his wife, who's been wanting him to be like this for 15 years, is having a very hard time with these changes. Intellectually, she's smart enough to see that they're phenomenal. But she got quite accustomed to being left alone, to being able to parent independently, to, you know, sort of having her own life and having him out of the way. And now he's trying to connect with her. He's trying to be a more active father. He's home for dinner. He's involved with the kids. He's going to teach her parents nights. And even though for years she's been begging that this is the kind of husband she wanted, the truth is that, you know, her childhood wasn't the healthiest. She never really experienced authentic emotional connection in her life. And she picked him for a reason. She picked him because he was emotionally safe, because it was obvious that he wasn't going to really be around much. And so now that he is around, and now that he has a totally new vision for the kind of man he wants to be and the kind of marriage he wants to have, she's really uncomfortable with it. She's having a hard time getting used to it. She's feeling like she needs space. And she doesn't necessarily appreciate and realize that her reaction to this is reflective of her fixing and her dysfunction. She doesn't necessarily, it's hard for her to see that, although for years she's been saying this is what she wants, really, she's never experienced the kind of emotional connection that she's been claiming she wants. And now that it's right there for her, it scares her to death, and she's totally unfamiliar with it. And things we're unfamiliar with make us uncomfortable. So husbands and wives get into dynamics, patterns of behavior together that even though they can be dysfunctional and painful, they can also be, in a strange way, very comforting because they're familiar. And as soon as one spouse starts to change the chemistry there, it can make the other one very uncomfortable, especially if that other one is not necessarily on the path yet for character development, introspection. In other words, if they're not really thinking, but if they're just kind of responding impulsively, they're going to feel a little bit out of sorts. So what you're describing, Eric, is not at all uncommon. But let me end on a positive and hopeful note, also a true note. I'm not just trying to provide inspiration, but this is really the way it works. If people in the situation that I'm just describing, if they stay the course and they're really true to the work that they're doing, it's pretty clear to everybody, including the obstinate spouse, who's doing the right thing. It becomes eventually pretty clear who has to do the work, who's not being introspective, they ultimately, people usually come around. It doesn't necessarily mean that they become as introspective as the initial spouse. That doesn't necessarily mean that they do as much work as the one who initiated the process. But they become introspective enough, and they have to be honest with themselves enough that they make at least enough changes to start to fit in to the new norm that the leader spouse, that's you, Eric, that's the man in the story I told, is providing. And they also realize that if they follow that lead, they have an amazing life, an amazing marriage ahead of them. And so you just have to demonstrate long enough consistency so that it's believable that it's going to stick, and also so that they have time sort of process all of this and figure out that that's what they need to do.